Spanking to Tears by the Wolf Dendron. But Daddy, I don't understand why you need me to cry. She sat on his lap before allowing him to bend her over it. It has to be real that way, baby. I have to know I caused you real pain. And no faking. I'll be able to tell. I'll break your face for tears. Daddy said. Baby was confused. Spanking was hot, but did not understand why Daddy wanted her to cry so bad. It was strange, humiliating. What kind of man could love her and want to see her cry? But there was no denying one part of her was definitely crying. Her naughty little weeping cunt. She was dressed for the occasion in a little girl sailor outfit Daddy had picked out for her online. Her ass generously exposed in the ridiculous skirt. She looked hot. She liked what it did to her body, how it showed off her very round ass. Sometimes Baby was self-conscious about her weight, but Daddy made it clear she was thick, not fat, and forbidden to lose any of her delicious shape. Baby also had pigtails. Pigtails had become the thing that initiates the scene. If Baby didn't want to be Baby and wanted to stay the 20-something bad bitch she normally was, Daddy would be denied pigtails. But if Daddy was not resisted when he put the pigtails on Baby, she was ritually transformed into his little girl, wanting nothing more than to suckle naked at his cock and obey him. No greater thrill or satisfaction existed for either of them. When Baby had her pigtails on, they were in heaven. There was sometimes a blurring of that line. Things from the real world came here. Daddy had made two rules. High protocol, he calls it. And he says this is just a start. Rule number one, no smoking. Baby had wanted to quit. In this day and age, it's just not a good reason to die of cancer. Rule number two, no cussing. Daddy and Baby both cussed often until this strange rule came out. Daddy stopped cussing. There was no motive for this rule other than the arbitrary reason to punish Baby. Baby and Daddy loved each other. If Daddy was really mad about something, they would talk about it like adults. But Baby loved it when Daddy became evil and powerful and punished her. He also loved what her red bottom did to him. It made him more of a man, and he would tell her. So Daddy thought of protocols that would justify sweet punishment. Baby lit the cigarette 30 minutes before she now surrendered her bottom. She did it on purpose. This was her one chance to be a brat, and it was making her wet. The look on Daddy's face of cruelty and anticipation as she defiantly smoked her cigarette in front of him shot through her body. She wanted to defy him. She wanted to be taken by force. She knew it was headed to serious punishment. That's why she had done it so defiantly. Maybe she wanted tears as badly as he did. The time had come. Daddy wanted her completely naked for her spanking, and that's how she lay over his lap. Daddy did not start hard on her. He rubbed her and combined pleasure with pain, even teasing her weeping pussy. But there was pain, small, sensual pain. Within 2 minutes, he is hitting her hard, her ass exposed and teased, begging for cock with a strong sting. The snap of his hand cracking against her. Baby has a high pain tolerance, which kind of scared her. Daddy continued. It hurt like hell, but Baby wouldn't surrender easily. How dare a man think he can just have her naked over his lap like a child? How dare a man think he can make her wet and cry at the same time? But thank God he dared. Baby was so turned on. Daddy spread her cheeks and probed her cunt and her ass. He tells her, wet, eager holes won't distract him. Not until he gets his tears. In Daddy's mind, this night, she would really be his baby girl. This game of kinky pretend would have a new domain of truth. This warmed his heart and was something he needed. He was determined and would persevere through any self-doubt. He was Daddy, damn it, and sometimes daddies have to be mean. He had Baby stand in the corner naked, her ass red. Baby was humiliated and dripping. Daddy photographed her, naked, curvy, facing the corner with a red ass like a child. Daddy always said what turned him on the most about this kink was the humiliation. Daddy comes around and shows baby so she can see. She is humiliated, but nowhere near tears. Her cheeks on her face blushed a red to match her bottom, and this drove Daddy wild like a moon does a wolf. Daddy found his belt and a brush. He took her by the pigtails into the backyard. This time baby would have to bend over with her hands against the fence. They lived in a quiet neighborhood and truly ran no risk. But the thrill of being outside was as real as if there was a crowd gathered around her. Her humiliation was at a new level. Daddy had never quite been this rough before. Baby was even a little scared. This time he whipped his cock out. He rubbed it against her ass and her cunt and spoke in a tone she had never heard before. "This little cunt fuck doll is full of tears, and I will force them out of you." Daddy had never called her a cunt before. It scared her. It also turned her on. Daddy rammed his cock in her in a mean way, in a rape way, and slapped her ass hard with the brush. Baby's ass was already sore from the many bare-handed spankings. She was now drunk with pain and penetrated against her will. Thunder struck and it began to rain. "God is on my side," said Daddy in a scary, cruel voice. He pushed her face into the ground. Manicured grass and dirt quickly became mud against her. "Daddy," she shouted, real fear in her voice. Daddy's cock throbbed inside of her, and both of them were wild and out of themselves with blurring lines of reality. "Shut the fuck up, you stupid little baby cunt, unless you're wailing and crying." Daddy put his foot on her face and pushed her into the mud. His dick slid into her unprepared anus, and he struck hard over and over again. The pain indeed did become unbearable. There was the pain inside of her as Daddy raped her ass. He had permission, but the force, brutality, and anger behind it was rape. There was pain on her flesh as Daddy had made her so sensitive and sore on her soon-to-be bruised bottom. But Daddy's cruelty hurt worse of all. But in the fear that he didn't love her, she also understood this was a game that was good for them, that they both loved, and that he was protecting her. Daddy made a world where this was possible as an adventure. As the tears welled up in her eyes, it was brought on as much by the terror that Daddy didn't love her as the flooding realization that he loved more than anything and any other man could ever know how to love her. The physical pain was secondary. Daddy could not see the first tears, though he studied baby's face as he violated her. The rain baptized them both. It was his ears that revealed her tears. Daddy slowed his cock inside of her. His motion went from brutal to sensual. Baby liked having her ass fucked, and Daddy started to fuck her that way. "Good girl," he said, his voice still demonic, but returning to the nurturing, loving tenor she was accustomed to. Baby was too emotional. She was ugly crying now. Daddy did not stop for fucking her forbidden hole, and he was gently rubbing the cool rainwater on her tortured ass. Daddy felt levels of dominance he had never known before, and was simultaneously overwhelmed with his love for baby. She was his true princess. She was his everything. "Kiss my foot," he commanded. Daddy had never had a foot fetish. It even seemed strange to him, a little to push the humiliation this much further. Here he was, outside in the dark and rain, drilling her ass and making her cry. It came out of him. Part of him felt like a king. And if she kissed his foot right now, together they would make a kingdom. Baby felt it too, and kissed his foot with joy and devotion. She kissed it a long time, until her crying calmed. Soothed her to worship Daddy this way. He came inside her. She could feel the hot jet of his semen in her forbidden canal. It made her smile. It was the most wonderful, intense sexual experience she had. Maybe the most wonderful experience of any kind. She felt so in love with her daddy. He pulled out and lifted her naked, wet, and dirty off the ground. He carried her like a new bride as he dripped out of her body. The whole thing was perverse yet incredibly pure. Daddy bathed her, kissed her, and adored her like a princess for over an hour. This led to cuddling and led to lovemaking as full of light as the spanking to tears had been full of darkness. Daddy came inside her again.